For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. Protests in the streets of Minneapolis for a second night over the death in police custody of unarmed black man George Floyd. He gasped for breath as a white officer kneeled on his neck for up to 8 minutes. Stores were set on fire and looted. A man was found fatally shot near a pawn shop. The property damage stretched for miles. The police officer, Derek Chauvin, who kneeled on Floyd's neck, and three others who watched without intervening were fired Tuesday. Yesterday, the city's mayor called for Chauvin to be criminally charged. Bridget Floyd said the officers involved in her brother's death should be charged with murder.
I would like for those officers to be charged with murder, because that's exactly what they did. They murdered my brother.
Federal authorities say in a statement this morning they are launching a robust criminal investigation into Floyd's death. Hundreds of people protesting Floyd's death blocked a Los Angeles freeway, damaging California Highway Patrol cars. The demonstration was led by Black Lives Matter LA. The U.S. has surpassed a grim milestone in the coronavirus pandemic, 100,000 reported deaths. That number is believed to be an undercount, but it represents the stark reality that more people in this country have died from the virus in a few short months than from the Vietnam and Korean Wars combined. Also striking was the silence from the White House. President Trump made no public expression of grief or any comments at all to mark the moment. Early on, Trump downplayed the severity of the coronavirus, likening it to the flu and predicting the U.S. would never reach 100,000 deaths. On Capitol Hill, House Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced a lawsuit against House Democrats for allowing proxy voting. Democrats aimed their fire at Trump for his failures. Christopher Martinez reports.
Speaker Pelosi says everyone wants the country to open up, but science says the path forward depends on testing and treatment. She says Donald Trump is not handling that well, and she took a shot at Trump's push for a large Republican convention without limits on attendance.
I don't think there's anyone who would say at this point that tens of thousands of people should come together for a political convention, no matter how great an ego trip it is for somebody. It's dangerous for so many.
New York Democrat Grace Ming represents Queens, the borough hardest hit by the pandemic. She says President Donald Trump has wasted time and lives by downplaying the pandemic, and now he wants to reopen the economy despite his failures.
We did not have sufficient testing capabilities at the beginning of this pandemic, and we still don't have a robust plan now. I will tell you, as a parent of two school-age kids, our schools have a more robust and centralized system for testing and tracing head lice than this president does for the coronavirus.
I'm Christopher Martinez.
2.1 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week, despite the gradual reopening of the economy around the country. That brings the running total since the coronavirus shutdowns took hold in mid-March to about 41 million. President Trump is preparing to sign an executive order aimed at curbing liability protections for social media companies. This comes after Trump lashed out at Twitter for applying fact checks to two of his tweets. The proposed order, which administration officials said he could sign today, would direct executive branch agencies to study whether they can place new rules on the companies. Legal experts have expressed doubts much could be done without an act of Congress, and that order is certain to face legal challenges. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded, "If President Trump doesn't like Twitter, he can do everyone a favor and stop tweeting." China officially has ratified a plan to write a national security law for Hong Kong. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said in a statement that new laws would sanction an extremely small minority of criminals who threaten national security and not affect what she called the legitimate rights and freedoms enjoyed by Hong Kong residents. Hong Kong's pro-democracy opposition described the Chinese law as the end of the one-country, two-systems arrangement that was supposed to grant freedoms to Hong Kong as a semi-autonomous territory. Pro-democracy lawmaker Claudia Mo said from now on, Hong Kong is nothing but just another mainland Chinese city. She spoke to India Today.
And anything that's considered politically undesirable, incorrect, they just might be able to trump up charges against you. Charges like subversion, separatism, and terrorism, or collusion with foreign agents.
I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.